Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hi, this is Christopher Lewis, and welcome to Dating Intelligence, the podcast where we give relationship advice from dating to marriage and everything else in between. I'm sorry, guys. Where was my cue from the producers in the back there? You caught me off guard, so I'm going to like stop from there. Anyways, this is our show today.
Hey, Jamie, what's up? If you're looking for real, honest information to help you navigate your relationships, I've got you covered.
Thank you very much. All right, guys, welcome to another show at Sticky Paw Studios. We're glad to be here, and we have our producer Amber back there. She ready to say hi today?
Good morning, everyone.
You didn't give me my cue, Amber. I'm a little upset. You threw me off. I started laughing. I couldn't help it.
I'm so sorry.
And I couldn't even look at Jamie because I knew that she'd make me laugh even more. So
hey,
I was looking down.
I wasn't even looking at you. I was just looking down.
Oh, my God. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just glad to be here again with you and doing another episode. I know you are. Tell us about this. You're detoxing.
So I just got back from Italy. Mm-hmm. So lots of freaking pasta and amazing food. And, you know, like traveling and stuff, I was like, you know what,
we indulge.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to get back on my detox, but not necessarily like to lose weight, but just to kind of like reset my system. So this is kind of my go-to. It's Spartan Detox.
Okay.
And it's crazy, like the mental clarity you get and the times that you go to eat when you're really, your body's not really hungry. Mm-hmm. It's more like when you're under stress or like, I don't want to do an email. So then I try and distract myself and go to the pantry
right.
when I pick you up from the airport.
Oh my God. So guys, I get in town last night and I looked, I go, I'm hangry. I need to eat something right now. So she goes, well, what do you want? I go, I don't know. Take me to the store somewhere. So we get to the store and we're just walking around aimlessly. And what's the first thing I said? I go, I'm so hungry right now. You know, you can't really be hungry when you run into a store, because if you do,
everything looks
amazing. And this is Whole Foods, you know? So I was like, sushi. I went to the sushi section.
And I haven't eaten in 2 days. I haven't had any food. I've literally been drinking these juices. So I want to devour the entire buffet.
Right. And I go, stay the course. I go, let's get out of here. Just give me some wine right now. We'll take a bottle of wine and then I'll go pick some on the way back to your house, which I did. So it worked out really well, but it was really funny. She's like, I'm detoxing right now. And I was like, I don't fucking care about your detox. I just need some fucking food right now.
Food,
so
yeah.
I'll detox with you tomorrow if I have to, but give me something today. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, tell me about your time. Let's talk about Italy then. So
yeah.
Lots of good pasta, lots of good.
I think they have like some photos or video. I went with four of my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And then had a modeling shoot in Venice.
Nice.
But my flight ended up getting canceled due to weather.
On the way to Venice?
On my way to Venice.
Okay.
So we woke up at like 3:30 a.m. Mm. And then it's like an hour and a half drive to the airport. So we get to the airport and then they're like, your flight's been canceled. So we're like, what the fuck? So we couldn't get a driver. So
okay.
We had to take a freaking bus.
How long did that take, by the
way?
The
bus is like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Back to the hotel.
Wow.
Just tired, but we still had fun. We saw Capri.
Nice.
And there's always like a little drama when there's that
let's
many.
Let's see. Five girls total.
Girls,
there's got to be some
and
drama.
They're all beautiful. Do we have a photo?
Then there might be some extra drama.
My
girlfriend. Oh, look at you.
Oh, so
you
that
amazing.
Was our last night, full moon. And that's, is that Portofino? No, it's not Portofino. It's, oh my God.
That's a great photo though.
I mean,
the backdrop
Amalfi
looks
Coast,
amazing.
But anyway, mm-hmm. it was beautiful. Just being out there on the water, you know, full moon and all the lights.
Who shot that, by the way?
That's the iPhone.
Oh, one of your friends
shot
that.
One of my friends just took that picture of me
And the state
randomly.
That they were in, they shot that?
We had, there's some drinking and
well, it's a great shot. Oh, that's even better.
Oh, nice little booty shot. Let's skip that little video.
No, let's keep that video Amber. Oh, damn it.
That's me in harmony.
Yes, you two are in harmony.
She was like my little ride or die that trip. My girlfriends kept getting like so annoyed. They're like, are you guys going to keep making out the entire trip?
Love that.
And I'm like, maybe we are. So that's all of us. Yeah, we had a blast.
That's gorgeous. So, and you went to a few day parties and things as well, right?
Yeah, we did it. We did a day club there. It was like fire or something.
Okay.
But their day clubs are different than our day clubs, of course.
Always. Yes, always
so,
are.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, we have like the party pools here and they have the ocean. So
it's a big difference. Big difference. So but, well, it sounds like you had an amazing time. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
You got to be exhausted though.
Yeah. I'm glad to be back too.
Catching
just adjusting. I slept good last night. You slept good too.
I did. Thank
I saw you,
by
on the
way.
Couch. By the way, I'll just have you know, his feet were covered.
I have to say, she gave me a full size blanket this time. Yeah, it wasn't some like baby blanket, but it was great this time. Are you journaling and stuff again? I see you're doodling all the time.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to freaking...
Oh, Johnny from Lifey.
Yes, from the Lifey Planner. I finally got mine. I'm so excited because you know that I'm huge on journaling and writing. So I'm really excited.
I have some plans with Johnny up in the near future that we're going to be working on a few things together. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
So he's great at that stuff. So all right. Well, you know, everything's good. I'm glad. Well, guys, we're back here and we have a great guest today. Now we have a new take on guest day. We're trying something different today, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. So I took the initiative and decided to do something different for our show today. Every now and then on social media, I'll ask our followers if they don't drop books behind us and if they have any questions for us. A few weeks ago, I was going through the questions that were asked and responding to as many as I could, like I normally do. When I came across a particular question that I was responding to, I had an epiphany. Why not bring in an audience member onto the show, Jamie? That's what I was telling myself. So I reached out to this person, and she's here in the studio with us today. Originally from Argentina, she is in her junior year at Utah Tech University, where she is studying communications and news media. Not only is she an avid listener of the show, but this super cutie also has a bright future ahead of her. Please welcome Martina Acuna to the show.
Hi.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so glad to have you. And can I just say that for our first audience listener guest, she's fucking hot.
She's smoking hot. God. Those dimples.
I know
what?
The dimples. I know.
Thank
she's like
thank
super
you.
Hot. You're amazing. Good looking
gorgeous.
Girl over here.
Yeah.
So, well, how's school going?
Good. Busy.
All right.
It keeps me on the go.
I'm
but
sure
good.
It does.
But good. Yeah.
Okay. And you're still obviously still in class now. You're playing hooky today, I take it, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
all right.
I was like,
don't let anybody from the tech listen to this today.
Exactly.
So.
If you're my teacher, just, I'll be there next class.
So how many more years do you have left under your belt?
So hopefully 1.5, if all goes good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then done and out.
Yes.
And then you'll be out in the real world.
Yes.
Will you be staying here? Will you head back to Argentina? Or what's next for that?
I don't know. I mean, it depends where life takes me. I'm a super spontaneous person. So
okay.
I like it.
I'm down for whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, we'll I like see. A girl who's down
and
for
then,
whatever.
And then how's college? Dating, single? Where are you at with that?
I'm just dating. I mean, I'm single, but just focusing on myself. But I'm trying out to start dating, yeah.
Okay. Any apps?
No.
Okay.
And why would she,
God
by the way? See, all
apps.
Organic. Yeah, organic dating, especially in college.
I mean,
she's got a lot of people around her all the time.
I know, there are a lot of hot guys in college.
Yes, but no.
Okay.
Like, you just can't find anything in college, you know? It's just the mentality. I mean, maybe I'm just over that, but the mentality that's in college, you just, you won't find someone.
No.
I mean... Maybe.
I had a
Who
good
knows?
Time in college. I don't know what she's talking about. I had an amazing time in college. So
yeah.
I can't even remember the name of my fucking college. I had such
oh
a good time
my God.
In college.
Did you even go to class, Chris?
I was in class every day. I was pre-med, so I had to go to class.
Okay.
But I had my share of a lot of fun in college as well. So college,
it's
I feel like college sets the tone of your next part of your life for the most part because it gives you that stomping ground of that in-between zone of real life and not at home anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people need that. And, you know, I mean, if you can jump into the world, like I'm sure you had to jump in the world right away and stuff as well. I feel like it gives you some, not all of us, it gives you that platform of just learning how to be by yourself and independency.
Yeah.
I also feel like a lot of people still are kind of need that coddling, you know, and this is why I don't really believe in the fraternity sorority route really and stuff like that, because I feel like you should just make your own way and I don't need a group to
So
help me
you
along
have roommates or are you in a dorm?
I have roommates, yes.
How's that?
super fun. We're all Latinas, so it's crazy. Great. Oh, it's crazy.
So it's like spicy and fun.
Oh my goodness. It's spicy, it's loud, it's music all day. Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
We get along super good. So.
Nice. All right, so I want you to tell everyone right now on how you found Dating Intelligence. How did this start for you?
Okay, so I actually started listening to you guys when an influencer I follow on TikTok was here. Mm-hmm. And I was like super interested in her story. Like I remember I was following her storyline, Taylor Frankie Paul.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Not too long ago, right? Like about 6 months mm-hmm. ago she was here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was super interested in her story because I was going through something super similar. I mean, not exactly, but I was going through something like hard compared to what she was. And so I was like, wow. And I started listening. So I listened to her podcast with you guys. And then I was like, this is actually such a good show. Like, I like Dating Intelligence. Like, this is what, I mean, yeah. So, it's so
she's
good.
Because
it's
right now.
On. No, but it's. I feel like it's right on because nowadays, like, and more, even more like at my age or like in an age where you're dating, where you're, when you're not settled, like, there's just so many things to discover about yourself and about others. And it's just an interesting world to discover. And to talk about these topics to me is like, it's good. Because,
great.
Where else would you discuss them if it's not like on a podcast? It's not just daily chit chat.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you.
Do you remember what your question was? When you wrote in, did she have a question?
Yes. What compelled you to write in finally? What compelled you actually to write in?
Like I said, I'm super spontaneous. Like I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to take this opportunity then. I'm gonna text them. And I was like, I think I didn't have a specific question. I think I was just like, I've been listening to you guys. Would you guys ever have a college student over? LOL.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah. You had said that it was something about relationships. You had been through something about it. And I looked at it and I went, huh, this would be great to have like an audience, like listener on our show.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's where we're at right now. It's one of those things where we want to try to give back as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and obviously the audience is our core listeners who are why we're here today. And you guys have lots of questions, just like anyone else who joins our show. So we're super excited to have you on the show of doing that stuff. So, and it wasn't too, and on the whim of this whole thing, Jamie, I was like, would you want to come and be on the show? She's like, I would love to be on the show. And I go, well, we don't do Zoom. We are in person. She goes, I would love to come in person.
I
go,
love that.
Done. So she's here today. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think so far?
I love it. I mean, like I said, to me, a podcast about dating intelligence mm-hmm. is a really good topic. Like I think I mentioned it to you. I'm like in the process of starting my own podcast. So I'm always like, what about, you know, what can it be about? What can I discuss that's interesting to people and stuff like that? And it's not going to be a dating podcast, but it's, I was thinking more like a life experience podcast, just
great.
Where you talk about things because I like, I don't know, I guess I like the space where you can discuss things that you don't discuss daily with people.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like just on
so
the go.
Like maybe taboo.
Yeah. I was actually thinking taboo, maybe some dating stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just like also like personal stuff, like, and how to like get over obstacles in your life and just,
I
think
love
those
it.
Are the best type of podcasts where people share their life.
Like what
like
was
journeys.
One taboo topic that we had, do you feel like for you that comes off the top of your head?
Oh, that's an easy one. Unconventional sexual fantasies. That's the
best
one.
Oh, really? With Natalie.
Yeah, that's what Natalina came
oh,
on the show.
Oh my God. Yeah. So mine was mm-hmm. the lady that all I see her is whipping someone in the dark room or whatever.
Oh, when we had our dominatrix on the show.
Yes.
That was a good one too. But unconventional sexual fantasies for me, I don't know if you've heard that episode or not. You have to go
I
back.
Haven't.
It's a listening one, so you can only do it on it's not a YouTube, it's only on audio.
And because, I wish we had her like on video because mm-hmm.
It was right before we started doing video, by the way. And so she was off the chart, like, amazing. Like, she comes on the show and was talking like, you go, and we're just introducing Natalie. So she goes, hi. I go, and what do you do, Natalie? I do this. And I go, oh, no, bitch, we ain't doing that on the show. I go, before this show started,
she was
all
so
like,
full of energy.
She was so, like, laughing and talking. She gets on there. She was like, merp. Like, we're not doing that. All of a sudden, like 20 minutes in, she just started opening up and saying all these crazy, like, I squirted, I did this, I'm pegging and blah. And Jamie's like,
what
Jamie's mouth
hell?
Is like this.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, I need to listen to that.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so good.
I
yeah.
Will.
It's
okay, I will.
Unconventional sexual.
Yeah, when I
one.
Heard him too, I left being like, God, I'm so vanilla.
At the end, she's like, teach me how to squirt. And Natalie's like, I'll show you how to squirt, girl. I was like, can I be there in the room
goodness.
For that?
And that is such a taboo topic. Like, I literally just was talking about that with my sister one time. And we felt like at first we were uncomfortable mm-hmm. because we were like, Like, is this normal? Does this happen? We've never talked about this. And yeah, but that's such a taboo topic.
I'm telling you, there's things that come out
there's
of people.
So many, yeah.
That, yeah, and as long as you have the right people to talk about it and who mm-hmm. are able to share, mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun. And we just, after yeah. it's done, we just kind of just laugh about it and go, okay, well, that's life.
Yep, you know? On to the next.
Yeah, it's just life, though. It's life so experiences, fun. And that's what I want people to experience on the mm-hmm. show, is just basically we try to bring a whole gamut of different type of life experiences here. Like one of the things about the topic of the show, dating intelligence, people, when I tell people about it, they go, oh, we're married. And I go, well, you should be dating all the time. It's not just about marriage, it's about relationships. And if you're even married, you got to be dating all the time and learning and growing and da-da-da. That's yeah. just a play on words. Mm. So
it is. And it's like our relationships mm-hmm. and everything, like right. work-wise, you know, us being parents and, you know, friends.
Right. We've learned a lot from each other. Just doing like, we've been together for about a year now, and we've learned a lot in a year's time about each other, which mm-hmm. has been kind of amazing. And mm-hmm. from our guests, we've grown and laughed and just like gotten close because of it. It's funny as hell. So, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we're going to jump into our, this would be a fun one today, guys. And yeah. so we have Martina Acuna on the show, one of our audience listeners who is like a college student. Happy to have you here. And mm-hmm. I hope everyone else who comes on like this after needs to stand up to her right about now. So, all right. So this episode is called Single Versus Dating. Let's talk about both sides of the coin mm-hmm. and why there is no right answer or choice in this soul searching question. So right now you are single now. Mm-hmm. How is it?
It's good. It's fun. Okay. It's definitely fun. It's very different from being in a relationship. My previous relationship was almost like 3 years.
Okay.
So, and it was intense. It wasn't your typical healthy relationship. So it feels like a relief also to
right.
me. But I'm enjoying a lot. I did notice I've grown a lot these past 3 years, even though I was dating. I'm not the same as I was when I was dating before.
Okay.
Like the relationship, right? Like there's a big difference. I've noticed that. I'm like much more aware to other things. And it's interesting. Yeah. But it's definitely fun.
Okay. Well, you've actually,
so what happened in that relationship where it came to an end?
Yeah.
3 years.
Hmm. Yeah.
Amber, get that look on her face again. She's like,
It was unexpected. It was like the end was sort of unexpected. Like I feel like you can't really expect the end of a relationship, but you can kind of anticipate it.
Yeah, when
right?
it's coming.
It's, you know, like just things start to die out. And it was pretty toxic. It was I was dating a narcissist basically.
Okay.
So.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the
did
worst.
Did you see our narcissist episode?
I did.
Yeah. So you can good. Relate.
And
I'm
you
sure
were able to
stuff.
Check a lot of the boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It wasn't just like, it wasn't jerk, it was narcissist.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you said something that you've had, you date differently now because of this, but that's just growth, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like we said before, you need to go through a bunch of different people and a bunch of different steps in order to find out exactly what mm-hmm. you really want. And not only that, you learn more about yourself on what you need in your life. And right now, you're just dating, so, and how long has it been now for, like, in the dating space for you, single dating space, I mean?
Well, about 7 months.
Okay, yeah. So in that time, you're getting better at navigating on the type of guys you might want to hang out with now a little bit better and things
definitely,
as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm actually a really picky person, but it's interesting to just like get to know people
yeah.
and see different things. I'm much more aware of red flags now than okay. before. So sometimes I'm like, okay, I mean, it's all right. But I definitely feel like everything happens for a reason in life. Like,
right. If learning how to talk yourself out of when you see that red flag, you kind of pay attention to it now, right?
I always say red is my favorite right. color. Yes.
But you for sure, like, I mean, yep. everyone, like I said, you like going to Jamie now, you can obviously, when the red flag pops up, are you quick at like going,
Now I am.
Okay, right.
But I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't. I made like a lot of excuses before, like, oh no, it's just, but now I'm a lot
okay.
better at cutting it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's also single as well. So I would like to ask a question for both you single ladies, because mm-hmm. I obviously, mm-hmm. sorry ladies out in the world,
ladies.
I'm taken right about now, but I like talking to single ladies though. I'm just saying, no, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. All right, so being single now, in theory, like you have more time to kind of do what you want to do, be where you want to be, in that sense, you know, you're not tied mm-hmm. down to anything. Do you miss that?
Being tied down?
Not tied down like tied down, bogged down.
I mean yeah.
No,
I wish someone would tie me down. I'm just kidding.
The dominatrix again.
No,
that's why it was her favorite episode. She learned a lot.
I did learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I don't ever really visualize me being tied down. I think when I do commit to someone, they'll be more of
it's a journey, like a process, right?
An asset,
I love
guess,
that. Mm-hmm.
Versus tying me down.
Right. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean the term tie down. I just meant to say, you know, when you're single, you have freedom. You know, obviously, I have freedom as well.
Yeah, you do have freedom. So I don't equate being in a relationship that you don't have freedom. Like, we should always have freedom, right?
Yes.
And if you don't have freedom or you feel like your freedom's taken away, then you're not
really
in
a relationship.
You're not really in a relationship or a partnership at that point.
Yeah, good point.
So, like, anyone that you decide to commit to should be adding to your life, not taking away.
Sorry, honey. I meant to say I'm very happily in a relationship right now, and I love being in a relationship.
Tied up.
And I like being tied up and all that stuff too, not tied down and tied down. It depends on where she's tying me down. But I feel like it's all good though. You know, like, it's just one of those things where I feel like once and for all, it's just where you're at in your life, most importantly. So where you're at right now, are you seeking or do you feel like it's just going to organically happen? You know, sometimes people, I want to find someone to be with right now. Where are you at with that?
No, I'm just like in the process of letting it organically happen. Good. I'm also like, I'm a person that's super aware of how I am myself, like my soul, just how I feel. So when I ended that relationship, for like 3 months, I was like straight up focused on just myself.
Good.
I was journaling. I was going to the gym. I was eating healthy. I was like having good conversations with people, like nurturing myself, because I was like, I'm not going to let this destroy me.
Yeah.
And I can't find anyone if I'm not my best, you know, my best version, my best self, right? And I know what I'm capable of, and I knew that relationship had deteriorated me. So I was like, I need to be at my, you know, at my queen status.
I get that.
So I can find someone.
That's great.
At that level.
Plus, she's her saying that too. I've read into that. You don't want to fall in the same traps either. You know, if you don't allow yourself to heal, you're going to fall in the same traps again.
And I feel like lots of people make that mistake. Like, I really don't understand when people just like go from relationship to relationship without giving themselves that space. And I feel like it's super interesting and important to give yourself that time and that space.
Right.
But what if you meet someone right away?
See, I was like, I'm not going to lie. I met like several that I was like, oh my goodness, like you could literally be perfect, but not right now. Like, not for me. I need to put myself first. I was just really focused on that. And I didn't expect that from me, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought I would be, you know, like wrecked and so sad and depressed and just at my lowest. And I was sad, of course, but I just like, you know, I just took that turn.
How was your support system around that time?
It was so awesome. It was my family.
That's good. Yeah.
I was out in Argentina at that time, which I'm so glad I was. And
that's important, by the way.
So your ex is in Argentina?
No, my ex is in Utah.
Okay. Oh, shit. So you have to be around him?
And,
do you see him at all?
No, no, I don't.
Oh, thank God.
No, like we cut off all communication. He's actually in Salt Lake City, and so I'm far away from that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Is he older or your age?
He's actually my age.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You're lost, dude. You're lost.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, all right. So let me ask you this. So through the process right now of school and everything where you're at right now, you know, what are you ultimately wanting to do? Like, do you see like your near future at life expectations for yourself at the moment?
Well, I definitely want to start working today, like right now, yesterday. I wanted to start on my future for when after I graduate. Like, I'm not the type of student to just be, you know, doing my classes and going home and that's it. Like, I'm doing classes, I'm partying, I'm working, I'm thinking in my future. Like, I'm doing all those things. And it's actually funny because the other day with my roommate, we're like, it was the weekend, it was Friday, and we're like, damn, we never stop partying. And I was like, but you know what? We never stop studying, and we never stop working.
You have a balance,
So we
though.
Have a balance, exactly.
Yeah. I like the balance.
I like it. Yeah.
So what's wrong with that? If we
Nothing's
do all that, we can
it.
Also
She can
party.
Do all the things.
You hear that, guys? There's a woman sitting right here.
I do all the things, and she's in college, and she's doing all the
exactly.
things.
I think that's a
no
brilliant
limits.
Balanced life, for sure. And, no limits.
Yeah, balanced life, that's key to me.
That's just the best, by the way. All right, but are you, so working wise, I hear you're working, job, internship then, or?
So I'm just working on campus, to be honest. I'm just working on campus. I'm looking into internships, but since it's my first semester at this school, I still need to work myself in, but I wanted to work on the school's like news program.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So where's
that?
So
you want to be on TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love
She's
to.
Like, she's got the face for it, for sure. Yeah, definitely. And news media, then more so than community. How did we come up across this, by the way? So you want to do journalism in theory, then? Is that where you're looking?
Yeah. So I'm actually looking. I'm focusing more on the communications, but I'm doing this orientation in news media because I feel like communications and news media go good along together. But honestly, once I graduate, I think I'll focus more on the communication part, unless I have a really great opportunity in news media, of course.
Got it.
But I'm open for any. I just love to talk. I love to meet new people. I love traveling.
Yeah, you have an amazing personality.
Okay, so
too.
Watching our show, do you have any feedback for us?
Oh my goodness.
Yes, please.
Well, first of all, I think it's awesome that you guys film, not just audio, but also film, like, because it's just so different to see a face to the voice, right? Like a face and a voice. But other than that, I think the topics are great. Like I said before, to a space where you can talk about the things that you don't talk about daily in life, because that you don't discuss maybe at work or maybe like at home with a friend or even with maybe your significant other, but you can discuss them on a podcast or listen to them and just relate to other people and learn from other people. I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I love that. I think that's why we do what we do, because it's like every topic is relatable to someone. You know, there's someone out there who's exactly. gonna, you know, fall into it. And if they don't, it's like
or
a
they
curiosity.
Have the questions.
Or curiosity, and that's we hope to solve most of those issues and problems and answer your questions, and hopefully everybody comes out golden.
So I have a question for you. Oh. Do you think I fall into the same patterns when it comes to dating?
No, I don't think you fall in the same patterns, because I feel like you're in control. And by control, I mean like you know exactly what you want, which is good. And I feel like, you know, you're a boss. You know, you're a typical boss. And so any guy that you actually choose to finally go out with, and I say choose because that's how much of a boss you are, the fact that they need to step up and actually be at that level that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I feel like the good news is like you said, I think you have a good picker, and now it's just for them to kind of hang, you know, be able to stay at that stratosphere with you, unless they, you know, otherwise they're falling off. And once they fall off, then you're pretty much done with it. So it sucks. You know, that's why I'm kind of...
I like it.
Glad I'm dating someone right now. Man, yeah, I tell you. I'm a monogamous dater.
I feel like sometimes dating can be fun, and then other times you're like, ugh, I'm just over it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like in the space now where I'm like, ugh, I'm over it, and I'm just taking time for myself.
Definitely.
I've never really had the time to do that. It's funny.
Because you've been in, you hop from one to the next.
And this is true.
Men do that.
The hop. Well, no. But for me specifically, like I seem to find, like you said, I find the right girl. Like it's like, I'm very good at sussing out what I want, and I'm very good at reading who might be a great potential. And quite frankly, for me, it's like, I meet a ton of girls all the time, but I can look at you and go, yeah, that's not someone I'm going to want to be with in the long run. Because I look through that moment and look down the road. And if I can kind of put the pieces, all the check marks down the road that looks good at that moment, it's a fit for me. And it's rare for me for people to actually be able to do that. But I've been very blessed and fortunate that every girl that I've dated have been pretty much fucking amazing. So
that's perfect.
And it's presented itself to you. Some people, it's not presented to them.
That's true too. That's
so
true.
So I feel like you have been lucky in that sense.
I got the gift.
For sure.
So
I don't know if it's that you got the gift. Well, I think it's like the timing.
It keeps me out of trouble, Jamie. I got the gift, goddammit.
Fine, you got
Amber,
the gift.
I got the gift. Okay, that's it. Let's just call it the gift because it keeps me out of trouble. If I was single, by the way, it's not good. It's not a pretty picture.
Break loose. Dude,
I would be walking. If she tells me stories, this whole show would just be a whole different spin, by the way. The reason why this show exists is because I'm actually in a relationship, by the way.
And he lets me be the wild one.
You heard it first, people. The reason why this show is because I am in a relationship. Otherwise, it's like I would just be like, dude, let me tell you what happened this week.
I feel like you're past that, though. I don't know.
But
you're in a relationship, and I heard what he was doing a week ago, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I always got stories.
I mean, he's in a relationship, and he's got good stories.
Well,
it's
like funny. All my friends know. It's just like, and they all know. It's like, either way. If I was single, though, the whole point is like, I'd be a mess right now. It's like, I don't think I would be. And I say that because I've been in relationship, but I know myself well enough to know that I don't think that I would just be able to just be floating around without being with someone in theory, because I just don't think it would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe yes, it would, but I don't know myself that way. That's why, I guess.
Because you've always been from one to the next.
I was
in my 20s.
Right, right.
I was from high school, like all through my 20s, I was in long-term relationships.
Right.
So I wasn't even really technically single until I entered my 30s.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then it was like, let the good times roll.
See, this is the, and this is the female version of me right here. Let the good times roll. We'd be sitting there, let the good times roll together. Like, we would just be like competing against each other in a funny sort
probably.
Of way.
Probably.
We'd have some good stories,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, we still have good stories. <This is true>. But we'll talk about those another time.
All right, so with your 7 months off right now, have you been having fun exploring?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've been meeting lots of new people. So I started a new school, so definitely right there is just, you
that's
know, everything
new playground,
new.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
And I like new beginnings. Okay. I do. I enjoy them because, yeah. I feel, so I don't know if you guys believe in zodiac signs and all that, but I do believe, like, lots of things are very, like, accurate. And a Sagittarius, as a Sagittarius, we get bored easily.
Oh, my God. Mm. So she knows her shit. So I don't mean to interrupt you, but a few episodes ago, we had
astrologer
on our show. And she's a Sagittarius. And she goes, it's the same thing you just said. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So continue, though, please.
I mean, it's a fun zodiac sign. We're very adventurous. We love very loyal. We're loyal. But we do get bored easily.
Yeah.
So I find myself, when I look back, I'm like, wow, I don't think I've lived in one specific spot for more than 4 years.
Okay. You're going to need someone that's going to be able to move along with you.
So I'm a Sagittarius moon.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I do get bored easily. Mm-hmm. So like after a while, I'm like, next.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're similar to that. Was I Sagittarius, did she say? I can't remember.
No, you're different.
A little bit different.
Your moon is a little bit different than mine. Yeah. Which are your...
No, we're the flip-flops. Remember, we're the flippies.
No, you're two Leos. Your Leo moon and your Leo sun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Stop trying to
hoard
it on mine. Let me have my own shit for once, Chris.
I thought when she said we were flip-flop of something, remember?
We're flip-flop of... Ascendance, I don't remember.
Maybe? Ascendance, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe you're right. It was. You know your stuff,
Moon, sun, ascendance, and I don't know what else.
I took notes that episode.
Anyways, I'm a Leo. She's a whatever she is.
I'm Sag. Yeah, he wasn't even listening because he just listens to himself. Wants to help me. Our past lives are switched.
So your moon
Pisces
is
Pisces and Virgo or whatever. Yeah. Past life, or nodes. Okay. Do you know the nodes?
I don't.
That was the. I think it's what's ascending that? Something though. She's something or
right, ascendance,
something
maybe?
Like that.
I don't know. There's just so much to it.
Yeah.
But actually, I do feel like
I'd lied. My moon is Scorpio.
See, she's just trying to be a part of the game over here.
But you get bored quickly.
I think the Leo generation, as Leos in ourselves, we get bored. Like I get bored very easily, like really easily. So I've learned how to kind of curb that. Mm. Actually, I've learned how to ask for what I want, for ask for what I need. So that's why, you know, what like even with my girlfriend, it's like she allows me to be who I am in a fun way. And if I didn't have that, it would just be a mess, you know, but she allows me just to curb that whole boredom and just be me and I in all aspects of life because I need to, you know, explore. I need to do this. I need to do what we're doing right now. You know, this is why I have a podcast. It's like I need to be doing a lot of different things because I get bored very easily.
Yeah, that's me. I always have like my hand in a few cookie jars.
Yeah. And I can't. And if it's one, if I was just doing one thing in my life, I don't know what I would do it myself.
Yeah, I can't imagine you working like a 9-to-5 punching a time clock.
I knew that. Didn't you know that from a very young age, though?
Yes.
I did
I've
as
never
well.
Had a traditional, like a 9-to-5.
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
That I could show up and sit in an office.
And in a suit and tie on top of that. Oh,
or
I could
like,
never.
I mean, I couldn't even follow a dress code in school. Like, there's no way.
Jamie put out there, she had a question on her Instagram recently, and she had DM'd me and goes, should I put out there? Someone's asking me to show high school photos. And I go, just do it. It'd be fun. And you did a good little collage of that stuff, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I had someone slide in my DM and be like, you were a gangster? And I'm like, I didn't even post any of like my thuggy times. Maybe it was the lip liner. I don't know.
Thank God it was moving really fast because I didn't get time to really look at everything. It was like boom, boom, every second, like boom, 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 boom. But it like gave her whole collage of her past life, which is kind of funny. So.
It was just like, it was our high school. It was our teenage.
High school's interesting.
Teenage life.
Dirtbag photos.
Yeah. Talk about opposites. So this is where we are opposites, by the way. Maybe Tally was right about all this as well. Like we're like we flip-flop in certain times. Like my teenage years, I was like prim and proper. Like you would never know. Like I was like such a goody fucking two-shoe. It was ridiculous. Like I was like, I can't go out late. I don't want to date anyone. I don't want to do that.
I just see you with the glasses.
Oh, I didn't have any glasses, Jamie. God damn. I mean, I would have worn them because I would look cool. If they made me look cool, I would have worn them. Actually, you know, I wanted glasses, though, at one point.
Do you want glasses now?
I mean, for fun, I wear them just to kind of look, you know, different looks. I like to look, you know, I'm a chameleon. I just like to be that way. But there was a point in time when I go, I think I need glasses because I failed the test on purpose. And so when my mom took me to the eye doctor, the ophthalmologist, right?
Yeah.
He goes, all right. He goes, give me the test. And I got nerves. I go, DFGM, and I got out. He goes, you don't need glasses. I go, no, I don't. I want to get out of here.
Did you memorize the thing?
No, I didn't need glasses. I just thought, because I thought glasses would have been kind of cool to have. You know, like kind of like braces are kind of cool. Certain things in your life, that point in your life. And I was like, I want glasses because it makes me look smart. And I go, so I failed the test at school and they wrote to say, hey, your son might need glasses. And my mom took me and I got nervous in the office. I thought the jig is up. They're going to find out what I really am. So I passed the test. Easily. I read the like the bottom line. He goes, dude, you did not
do that. So I dated a guy and I told him, like, if you want anything from me, just put on your glasses. So when he was like mad or he'd put on his glasses and I'd be like, whatever you fucking want. So hot.
Because my glasses are hot.
Sometimes they're so fucking hot.
I think they're hot on girls too.
Yeah.
I have a thing with long hair and all that stuff as well too. So I love all of it.
Long hair, yes.
No. But that's one of my things that has changed over time. Like, you know, we were talking earlier about how we have certain things that we're attracted to and this and that. Long hair has changed because my girlfriend now has super cool short hair.
Short
and
hair.
I love that hair on her.
I
right?
think it's so sexy.
It's super sexy. But I used to have like this certain style and look. Mm-hmm. It's changed, you know, so things will change.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a type?
I like culture. I like very cultured people.
You didn't answer the question. Do you have a type?
So yes, I do. I do.
I didn't ask if you have like a thing. I don't know.
Yes. I guess my type is like very cultured people. Mm-hmm. Just that, like they represent, they live their culture, whatever it is. If you like live it and you're like strongly with it, I think that's super attractive.
So you with your travels and stuff, like I love that you're a chameleon in that aspect. You will probably say yes to this. When you go to different cities or countries, like wherever you go, you just meld into local life, don't you? Do you like that? You know, like I always say, there's tourist life where people are kind of, they just want to do all the touristy things. I want to meld right into the culture. Like,
yes,
that's what I want to do. Wherever I go, I research like almost like just how to be a local.
Yeah.
In theory. Mm-hmm. Because when I leave that place, someone goes, do you live here? And they ask me questions or like for, excuse me, can I ask you directions? I'm like, I know I've done something right at that point. So that's what I try to pride myself in.
Yes. Okay. I like to meld. But I also like to stand out and just be my true self, you know? And just
I think you'll always stand out. I don't think that's an issue. Yeah.
But I just like, I don't know. I just like for people to come up and be like, oh, so you're not from here. So where are you from? And it's just an interesting conversation starter. Mm-hmm. And there's just like so many things cross culture that are so interesting. Like,
agreed.
I was just talking about it today. What's it called? I don't have the word. Like when a man is a gentleman, what's that?
It's like, oh my
sometimes
God.
Sometimes I forget words.
Chivalry. I was going to say charisma, but chivalry.
Chivalry. Yeah. So how it's just so different here in America than back in Argentina, for example. Like back in Argentina, men will literally kiss your feet. Mm. Like if they like you, if they see you walking on the street and they like you, they will kiss your feet from the day one.
You mean they don't kick you? I'm going to start doing that when I go to Argentina.
And they will treat you like a literal queen forever, since day one. Doesn't like try
here.
To win you. And here that doesn't really happen. Like, I feel like sometimes women have to make the first move out here and I won't make the first move. I will never do that, but that's just me. But it's interesting.
But can you put yourself out there and start a conversation if you're interested?
I can. Yes,
okay.
I can.
Because like, I think that's important. Like we don't necessarily have to be the one to ask out, but we can put ourselves out there and let them know that we're interested. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I do that. And see, that's something I learned because back in Argentina, I really didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is so interesting to me. But as I knew the culture and I realized how things work, I was like, okay, yeah. And I can adapt to it.
And even just like smiling at someone.
Exactly.
Like you just kind of give them the cues and
Okay, well, that's a very good question then. Have either one of you ever went up to a guy and say, wow, I think you're hot. And then, hi, my name is da-da-da. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Okay. Have you?
I don't think I've gone up and straight up said, well, you're hot, but I have asked for numbers,
Okay,
yeah,
all right, but okay.
I haven't said, like, you're hot,
well,
but
I
mean, I said...
I've just given, like, a generalization,
Give me your phone, and they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm going to put my number in there.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Like, just walk to a dude and say, give me your phone?
I said, give me your phone, and he looked at me, he goes, why? And I go, because I'm going to put my number in there.
That's hot. Yeah.
And he was like, okay.
Okay.
Wow. He's probably like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if they're interested, then
they'll call.
There you go.
Nice.
But now I won't give it. anyone my number. I'll give them my Instagram.
Okay. Well, that's just as good.
But I won't give my phone number.
Which is you saying still reach out to me, though, if you do that, though.
Yeah, like I'll give them my Instagram. Okay. But then it's almost like then I can kind of scope them out a little bit before and kind of see, like, if I feel like it's something that aligns with me.
Right.
I can watch them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Same for you, you think? Or?
Yeah. I feel like the phone number is like the next step.
Yes.
Right.
Like, okay, I want to talk to you and start to get to know you, like that's the next step.
Isn't it funny how things have changed over time? It's just like back in the day, let's go off the dating in general on how, you know, when you meet someone, let's go start with like the 50s, for instance, right? You meet
the
someone.
50s.
No, you come, I'm just saying you go to their house, you know, you meet someone, you ask for permission to like their parents gone on a date and you go to their house, you pick them up and now transfer into now's time where it's just like, you know, I'll meet you out. You know where I live, you know, you barely get your number and it's just all, it's changed so much now.
But, I even hang out with people for at least like 6 months before I ever even let them know where I live.
Right. Right. And what about the number though?
Which, Jamie and I actually had a conversation about this because she was like, you just have a wall up. And I'm like, well, I mean, I have my reasons too. So like my safety is important to me and
but that's
y, and
over
Z
time
happened.
Though. That's over time. So, and that's you having instances in your life. I get
and
that.
And I just, I'm very guarded with my space and like my family is here. This is my sanctuary. So it's not open to everyone.
I get that. Yeah. I never ask for a girl's number. I always say, well, here's my number. If you want to like catch up, whatever like that, I never like, cause I know it's like, I don't want to ever put someone in a spot, you know? So I'm going to say, if you want to call or if you want to catch up, here's my number.
I think most girls want to be pursued though.
No. And I understand that, but what I'm saying is just in a way of, so it's just done.
Because then you know, you know that she's interested in you?
Not, yes and no. I guess I'm just putting, I just always want to put it out there first so it doesn't feel, make it feel awkward
like
for
not
them.
Forcing
you know, like,
it.
Right. Like if you feel uncomfortable, like how you said, I'll say, hey, Jamie, here's my number. Like if you want to catch up or if not, or you can Instagram, whatever. I just want you, I'd rather put my number out to you first. Mm. That way you have the choice of not feeling that uncomfortable. You know, because I don't want to go, hey, can I get your number? And then all of a sudden it feels awkward to you.
Yeah.
In the sense, you know what I mean? So I'd rather just say, here's mine. If you want to call, like whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
In that sense. So.
I mean, as a woman, I don't think I've ever felt uncomfortable by like someone having my number. I just, you know, it just goes to the cemetery of numbers sometimes.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're still young though. So
yeah,
I mean, but there's
true.
Like, you know, there's a life. There's like, I understand why, like, I remember I had a friend who said that she's now, you know, people of instances just because of guys doing stupid shit and now it puts girls on high alert that just makes you change your whole well-being of how you're living your life. Like I remember this one girl said that she was talking to this guy at this gym and then and he actually followed her home or something weird. Now she's on complete lockdown on how she views on doing certain things, but just because of an instance and anything could happen.
Yeah.
Right. So it does change the viewpoint on how you now are being protective of yourself. So you don't give out some guy, just random guy, your number now because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And that's what true. About FaceTimes for you? Do you pick up a FaceTime?
I sometimes like it's, I mean, if it's spontaneous, I like it.
Yeah.
See,
if,
I like spontaneous.
Yeah. I like spontaneous. Yes. Yeah. But I don't know how I feel about like daily FaceTimes with someone I'm not really like serious with.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, no. But if it's spontaneous out of nowhere, I'd be like, wow,
hey,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what it's about.
See, college life, Jamie. See,
see what
happens. They're not tainted. They're not like curmudgeon-y like we are now.
I feel like I'm still pretty open.
No, we're still all open. But it's funny on how like you know, it's funny when you go, oh, she's still young. You know, she's still living life at this age. Where it's like now, 10 years from now, we'll ask her. So, Martina, she's like, fuck you, Chris.
10 years from now,
party. What the fuck is that?
I got a job now. I feel like some people, like their spirit literally remains the same.
Agreed.
Like I know some people and I'm like, wow, you haven't fucking changed a bit.
Right.
Like their spirit is just still so young and it will always be young. My dad is like one of those people. It's just like your personality does not match like what I see. Because when I speak to him on the phone, when I'm around him, he's just so young.
And you
heart.
Can still sense it as
I
well.
I love it.
That's
he
great.
He's so fun and just, we should have him on the show at some point.
I would love that. That'd be amazing to do that. So, right. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
All right.
So,
okay.
All right. So I have, before I get to the question of the day, do you see like marriage in your future? Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids?
I would like to get married. Yeah, I definitely would. I don't know. I just have to be like super sure about it. Like, yeah. I would have to be like 100% in and know that the other person is 100% in.
So you're not closed off to
but
it.
But I'm not closed off to it. No, not at all.
And it's nothing you're seeking like right now in your life, right?
No, not immediately. No. Okay. I know this is Utah and they happen. Well, this is Nevada, but
Utah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not immediate. I mean, I have like, my parents are like the most perfect example for me of a marriage that's lasted, like they've been together for more than 25 years.
That's great.
And there's it's just like such a healthy relationship that my innocent self used to think that every relationship was like that, right? But no, there's just so much to learn and you know, and they've been through so much too, but they're a really good example of what it is to like stay firm in your in your marriage and just and keep exploring and being spontaneous for and date and keep dating. Cause that's what they do. Like literally my mom the other day said, yeah, cause they just bought a boat and they're like sailing in Italy.
Oh, that's
and
great.
She said, well, yeah, since our daughter's already, you know, they've left the house. We decided, okay, let's go on a date to Italy.
That's amazing.
And let's keep dating.
And that's love right there. That those two are super in love. That's amazing.
You're very lucky to have an example like that. That's awesome. Yeah.
I guess it sets the standard real high too.
It does.
But yeah,
feel sorry for any guy that you date.
My daughter told me, she goes, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be like you. I want to have the kids and no husband. And I was like, no.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
That is super cute.
So I was like, let's reel it back in here.
That's cute.
So,
it's the new norm. It's the new norm.
God. So. Yeah, so you're very blessed to have.
All right, do we have a question
like
today for Martina today?
Yes, let's jump into it.
Okay.
See if she can get this one.
All right. So it says, oh goodness, this is a great one for you.
Oh my goodness. I'm scared.
Okay. At what point is it acceptable to send a nude pic? They asked for it right away, and most of the time I'm uncomfortable and I say no. Now I kind of want to, but I don't want to come off as easy or like a slut.
Oh, good one.
That's such a good question. I don't send nude pics.
Have you been asked?
Yes.
Okay.
Or sometimes people even start it.
Of course.
And expect you to continue it.
The guy will send you a dick pic?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
It's a thing.
In college?
College is crazy. Disgusting. Like, I've been
I mean,
offered
James,
to,
today's
like,
generation, they've been doing it at 13, 14,
no, I know.
Probably.
They do it in junior high.
Yeah, wow.
But,
yeah.
How do you navigate that for you?
I mean, to me, I just stop responding.
Okay.
I just
don't respond.
Yeah, I just don't respond. The only time I did do, like, nude pictures and stuff like that was when I was in a relationship. And we were doing, like, long distance for a bit. So, you know, to keep things spicy or whatever. But if not, I really won't do it.
Yeah. Okay, what about you, Chris?
I'm in a relationship. Although I do love nudies, so girls keep sending them. I'm never going to deny a nude picture, so if you want to send. No, I think it's a thing where I feel like you're like, I think we had a discussion on this before. If you're talking with someone and it just feels right, then and you're playfully having a good time, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But just don't fucking throw out something right away. You know, it's and by that saying, when it's not, when it wasn't asked for.
Right.
You know, or you guys haven't like flirted enough to really talk about that. Just don't slap something out there and just say, hey, look at this, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're playfully talking and things like that, I love the fact that, you know, getting stuff like that done, because it's just, once again, it's part of the building of a relationship, especially nowadays too. Things move fast, man. So, you know, especially if you're just talking with someone on DMs or on dating apps, it's like, and you don't meet someone for like how you said earlier, I feel like for a little bit of a time, you kind of want to know what the person looks like in theory. So at least send maybe some laundry or something. I don't know, but like just as long as it's in good taste and playfulness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I think I'm with our guest on this one, Martina. I'm not sending any nudes. So
you're both wrong.
If you want to see me naked, you can come over and see me naked in person, but I'm not sending nudes. So there are no nudes of me out there.
Right.
I mean, nowadays they're like paying how much on like OnlyFans for stuff. So you wouldn't be giving.
I appreciate nude bodies. I've been fortunate enough to
see
her
nude. I love nude bodies too.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to see her nude. So I'm very like, I'm like, man, you know, it's like a dime a dozen. It's like, but I appreciate the body. That's what I do nudes at. You know, I appreciate the body. And I think that, you know, girls are sexy and there's like, I'm not going to like sit there and go like get all freaked out about it, but you know, but just do it in good context.
I agree.
So if this girl's going to do it, I think virtually what we're saying is if she wants to do it, do it. But don't just throw your shit out there into the universe, because it's going to stay out in the universe.
Exactly. Yeah. And you just never know where it's going to go from there. So, yeah. Just trust your gut.
Right.
Listen to
Unless
your
you
intuition.
Put a virus behind it and it kills his phone afterwards. maybe that's the whole point. Yeah.
My ex threatened me with my nudes when we broke up.
See, that's not right. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I don't understand why people just get to a point of so angry that they just start threatening you just for stuff that you guys did together that was only supposed to be between you two.
Yeah.
And they're not even remotely remorsefully just like, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy
Thoughtful.
About that.
Yeah, no.
It's just crazy. So, all right.
Well, thank you so much for coming out and doing the show. It's been amazing.
This is our first guest listener on the show. So, I think we're going to try to make this
that.
A thing. Yeah.
And thanks for the feedback. It was awesome.
You have set the bar. Yeah. So I think they're going to have to just start like really getting out there. And we're going to follow up with you on Instagram and some things. So I'm going to put some things out there for us and just kind of like let people know. So this is going to be amazing.
Yes, for sure. Yes, cool. I will be sharing it too. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
And before you go, where can people find you do we want people to find her? Because we need to be protective
of her. Yes. We want people to find her.
Okay, go ahead.
She's in college.
Yeah, she's single.
She's single.
Put it out there, Martina.
Probably just my Instagram. I mean, it's private anyways, but
you can always request to follow
her.
Just don't send dick pics.
Thank you very much. But yeah, my Instagram is just my first and last name, Martina Acuna, Acuna __.
Oh, two underscores. All right, Jamie, what's going on with you? Anything to plug?
No, just a little zen now that I'm back from my trip.
Some detox.
A little detox. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to eat tomorrow.
All right.
Yum. So what about you?
All right, guys. You can find us at Dating Intelligence on anything social media, and my personal is at Fetch Sports. So reach out if you have any questions for sure, like Martina did, and you just might be a guest on our show. And also, don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel. And thank you guys for just being great listeners. And we're super appreciative. As you can see, we have one here. So Martina, thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, that's another episode. Thanks again.
Woohoo!
Fun. That was so fun.
Thank you.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.